Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling, it's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. I want to take a quick moment to tell you about a platform I've been really impressed with. It's called Benevolate. Benevolate is a super intuitive CRM designed specifically for nonprofits, museums, and synagogues. It helps you manage donors, track relationships, and simplify the giving process, all in one easy-to-use place. What I love most is that the core package has no monthly fees for nonprofits, museums, or synagogues. None. There's just a small transaction fee, and donors can even choose to cover it, so your organization keeps more of every contribution. It's simple, smart, and built to make your mission easier to manage. If you've been looking for a better way to organize your supporters and grow your impact, check out Benevolate, where generosity meets simplicity. Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started.
Should I say ladies and gentlemen?
No, this was for like a speaker walk-up intro, so definitely change it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to Wendy Kidd, my amazing friend, the founder of Each and Every Detail. With over 20 years in the wedding and events industry, Wendy excels at creating unique weddings and events for her clients. Wendy's unique strength lies in her intuitive connection with her clients, ensuring that each event reflects their values, goals, and personalities. Beyond weddings, she's embarked on a mission to empower small business owners through her venture Boss Level Engaged, helping them curate, prioritize, and conquer tasks, ultimately propelling them towards success. Wendy is a true visionary in the world of event planning and small business support, and she's here to tell us about how systems give you freedom, not more work. Welcome,
absolutely.
Wendy.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me on.
I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, for your podcast too, this is going to be an amazing opportunity to tell people what all you do. You don't get to like brag about yourself and all the amazing cool things you get to do for nonprofits and small businesses. So yeah. This is a great thing where my audience needs to know how to be organized. And so does yours.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I thought about that when you asked me. I was like, man, I never really talk about much about what I do on my own podcast. So yeah.
Yeah. I think most small business owners think that systems are cold or corporate, but the truth is like your systems are only as good as you make them. Mm-hmm. So like when we're thinking about like AI, for example, and you want to have an automated email, well, that automated email was created by you, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, good systems creates freedom, consistency, and breathing room, right?
Yeah.
They protect your time, improve your client experience, and allow your team to shine.
Exactly.
Without the hustle. What? So to introduce myself to Wendy's audience, hello, I'm Hannah McGinty. I have the podcast Outsmart the Hustle. It's a creative business podcast. I'm the owner of Heart Media, a creative agency based in Denton, Texas. And I also have a wedding videography company called Modern Memoir. So I do multiple things just like Wendy does.
She does. She does a lot of things.
Oh, what are we doing to ourselves, Wendy?
Well, I don't know. We also couldn't do this without each other, y'all, yes. Because Hannah is the producer of my podcast.
That is what I do. So you always talk about systems, Wendy.
Yes.
How did you become so system obsessed?
Well, let me just say that I've always been a lover of organization, and my obsession kind of started with time management because I was all about how many things can I get done in one day, like most of us try to do, right? And I really just fell in love with the more I learned about time management and the systems that there were to manage your time, how you could implement systems in other areas of your life.
Yes.
And it just became really crucial when I had my own business, and especially when I started to have a team. I knew that I really wanted my team to give the same experience to our clients that I would give them. So I had to figure out how to duplicate my process and my client management skills. So that's kind of where it all came out of.
Solid. And then you evolved it into boss level engaged.
Yes.
So tell me more about that.
Yeah. So I'm that kind of person that people always want to pick my brain. And I decided I should probably go ahead and formalize this.
Let me monetize this.
Monetize this, but also, you know, who doesn't like working on other people's problems? It's so much easier. Mm-hmm. So I've always loved helping other owners in the wedding and events industry as I would go along. And I was just like, I really love doing this. I want to do more of this. So I formalized it into Boss Level Engaged and kind of came up with what I could do for others in helping them identify the systems that work best for them.
Yes. Yeah. This is so good. You're only as good as your systems, right?
Absolutely.
So what are the biggest signs that someone's business systems are actually holding them back?
This is a good one. And I don't think people realize or recognize this very quickly. Some really good examples is when your team gets really confused or when they are very prone to burnout. Mm. It's because they're not understanding what you're wanting of them or how to do the things you want them to do. When you tend to repeat the same things to your team members or to your clients, when you're constantly answering the same questions, you can have a better system for that. When your client experiences tend to be all over the map, you know, some of them have a really great experience with you and some of them maybe not so great. Or you feel like you're missing out on the follow-ups. You know, if you feel like your business cannot survive without you available 24/7, that's a sign that you need a system in place.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I was just Googling. I was like, who's that old guy that said that one thing, that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same result?
Yep.
Albert Einstein. Thanks, Albert.
Thanks, Albert. We appreciate you.
So yeah, that's all good advice, Wendy. If someone came to you ready to get their systems in order, what does that process look like? Because we all really need a Wendy in our life.
I'm happy to be that Wendy. Happy to do that.
not just any Wendy, but the systems, but Wendy Kid.
Wendy Kid. So basically I start with a discovery call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have so many owners who call me and they're like, I don't know what I need help with. And I'm like, that's okay. Tell me what your problems are. Tell me where your frustration is, your overwhelm is. I will figure it out within probably like 15 minutes of just talking to you.
Fantastic.
I'll figure out what your systems are that we need to poke more into. And then from there, we're going to, you know, go through the proposal process and I'll tell you, you know, how much time it's going to take and what all I'm going to do for you. But then I'm just going to dive in and I'm going to ask you for all the documentation that you have. And everybody looks at me like, what? And I'm like, but yeah, I'm the paper nerd who wants to read everything that you have documented.
So like contracts and
anything and everything. If you've got an employee handbook, if you've got a policy and procedures manual, if you've just got email templates you use, if you just use a spreadsheet, and trust me, no judgment here. I don't care what you use. I just want to see what you're using because my goal is to establish what's happening now. And then we can review that together after I assess it all and figure out what we want to change. Because once I see what you're doing, I can then make suggestions on how to tweak it to make it better. And then I can document it for you so that you now have a system to implement.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of my especially my wedding and event industry people, but some of my nonprofit people that I help, I already use the same systems they do. So I know how to get that set up. So I always tell people I'm kind of like a business coach slash virtual assistant, because not only can I tell you what to do, but I'll set it up and do it for you.
That's fantastic. So when you come in and you go in, mm-hmm. what are you finding that people are mostly lacking?
Yeah. So most of my clients, it's a combination of things. But like the first thing we always look at is sales. Because mm-hmm. if you don't have a sales process, clearly that's your number one issue with cash flow. Right?
Yeah.
So we start with that. And people who don't know what I mean by sales process, you need to call me.
Call her now. Right? Call her now.
Exactly. For you also want to look at client experience. And that goes across the board for both my nonprofits and my small business owners. So I'm talking about onboarding clients, the managing the relationship with the clients, and offboarding clients, which, again, if you don't have an offboarding process for your clients, please call me mm-hmm. because that's actually really crucial.
Yes.
You know, we go through their service, their product delivery systems, their operations, you know, making sure that you're meeting the expectations that you set, which you should be setting expectations, how to take it to the next step, you know, how to go above and beyond for your clients. And then I look at internal systems, you know, everything from HR to training, keeping the team aligned and moving forward. And if you don't have all your processes in place or documented, then how do you train your people? So we're going to look at all of that together.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah. So of all of those, what do you think you find the most that they struggle with?
I would say the internal systems, honestly. That's because as owners, we tend to just do. Mm-hmm. We're not usually big documenters, because when we first started the business, it's just us.
Yeah.
Same thing for the nonprofits. We all kind of started this with a passion for mm-hmm. something, and that was not paperwork. Yeah. So coming into the internal systems and finding things like, I've had nonprofits that have been in business for 27 years and didn't have an employee handbook.
Yeah.
You know, and it's people think that that's stupid and corporate, and you know, that's not us. We roll with passion, but this is the legs that you stand on as the owner. And this is how you communicate your expectations to people. And yes. if you don't have those expectations set, how can you hold them accountable?
Right, exactly.
So it's a tool that actually makes your life easier
yeah.
as the owner or as the nonprofit leader.
100%. And yeah. I think, you know, we fear what we don't know.
Absolutely.
In terms of just like, what is a system? So like the dummy 101 version, Wendy, mm-hmm. what is a system?
Dummy 101 of what is a system? A system is literally a set of steps that you follow. It's just a process. And it can be as simple as steps that you've written down on a piece of paper to how to use AI and technology and having a complete app built for yourself and your clients.
Yeah.
So it can be as simple or as hard as you want it to be.
Right. We yeah. call these SOPs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I get to love our SOPs. Yes. I'm a big fan of SOPs. Mm-hmm. It's the only way to get it done and get it done consistently.
Yes. Consistent yeah. is key.
Yeah.
Because like it's one, efficient. You're going to save so much time. Everyone knows what you're doing, and you can delegate starting from having all of that written down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just all in our heads as creatives, as visionaries, and or as business owners, really.
You don't absolutely.
Even have to be creative. You could be building a software. And it's just like, if you have that written down, now you can start taking yourself out of the business. And I think that a lot of us fear taking ourselves out of the business because of
absolutely.
You know, whatever excuse we want to give ourselves.
Absolutely. But. And it's the excuse we use to, actually make our lives worse. We yeah. don't take vacations. We don't spend time with family. You know, we don't have any boundaries.
Yeah.
Like all of those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to solve that.
Yeah. That's good. What changes do you see once a business starts implementing strong systems?
Less stress and fewer emergencies.
Ooh, we like that.
Right? I mean, if you do this well, if you train your team, they will step up. If you empower them, they will step up and take care of it for you. Your clients are going to feel more connected. They're going to feel like a family versus just a dollar bill, mm-hmm. honestly, in your wallet. They're going to refer you more often because every time they've used you, it's more consistent. And the whole thing just becomes a much calmer and more intentional rhythm in your business.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing that kind of scares us and causes chaos is actually the key to the freedom in mm-hmm. our business.
Got to tackle
yeah.
it.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Conquer it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So why do you think so many small business owners resist systems, and what mindset shift helps them finally embrace them or tackle them, as we've just said?
Yes. So I honestly think it's a couple of things. I think that we fear that systems are going to take away our creativity, that they're going to put us in a box and make us all robots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't get to be you and we don't get to be authentic. But really, a system should protect your creativity.
Yeah.
It should create space for your creativity and preserve your relationships by removing that chaos of not knowing what to do next. Mm. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah.
I also think that people are very scared to ask for help. You know, most of us in the Gen X are definitely like that. But all generations, we all fear being vulnerable and asking for advice and receiving judgment, really.
Yeah.
And I say this on my website, too, but I want them to be proud of the fact that they can ask for help. Mm-hmm. Because it takes a lot to get to the place where you're running into these issues, because it means you've grown. Right. And mm-hmm. honestly, you should be proud that you're here, and you should be proud that you're able to get help. And that you've done as much as you have, and that you're willing to get help to step up to the next level in your business. And that's the name, Boss Level Engaged.
Woo!
Yeah.
So I heard this like little voice in my head that I've heard so many excuses from other people saying like, oh, but I thrive in the chaos.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm like, do you? Are you mm-hmm. thriving? Are you just burnt out and okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, thriving versus surviving.
Yeah,
I really think you're probably surviving more. Mm-hmm. Because when you're thriving on chaos, you have to remember that means that your whole team is dealing with that chaos too.
Assuming they have a team, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if it's like they're a one man show?
I mean, if you're a one man show, systems. That chaos is going to affect your clients.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That chaos is going to affect the other people around you. It's going to affect your family.
Yes.
So while you may thrive on chaos, you got to remember the people around you mm-hmm. probably are not thriving on your chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a good point.
Yeah.
So if you have listened to this podcast and you're like, wow, I need systems, I need Wendy, how do they get a hold of you, Wendy?
Real easy. Go to bosslevelengage.com. If you are a nonprofit, go to thenonprofitnook.com. With my nonprofits, of course, we have this podcast, The Nonprofit Nook. I have a few other tricks up my sleeve for the nonprofits, but pretty much anybody can go to Boss Level Engaged, nonprofit or small business owner, and find me there and find my services.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing this dual co-host podcast.
Yeah, this was super fun.
Yeah, if you guys ever need video help for a creative agency, just go to heart.media. That's the literal website, heart.media.
It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I cut it up in 8 days. A little insane. But
oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can attest that Hannah's the best podcast producer, but she's also helped me with all of my events, capturing them, my brand videos. You're my brand girl. What can I say?
Well, this has been fantastic and fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll see you on the... So you'll see you when you do your next one. And then my people, you'll have a new podcast next Tuesday. So stay tuned for that.
There we go.
Wait, you also do Tuesdays.
I do.
So our people.
Our people.
For
yes.
Next Tuesday on our individual podcast, we'll be dropping more podcasts for you.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.